Very, very interesting. Now, big news in the world of tennis across the weekend. So this statement from Roger Federer, midway through the French Open, of course. After discussions with my team, I've decided I will need to pull out of the French Open today after two knee surgeries and over a year of rehabilitation. It's important that I listen to my body and make sure I don't push myself too quickly on my road to recovery. I'm thrilled to have gotten three matches under my belt. There's no greater feeling than being back on court. See everyone soon. Roger, out of the French Open. There's been some big news across the weekend. Craig Gabriel joins us wearing a fresh Lacoste polo today. Hello, Craig.
It wasn't a polo today. It was actually a business shirt.
Was it?
A business shirt. Business. Yeah, with a tie today and the darker trousers as well from Lacoste.
And the tie, that's a different look for you. I haven't seen that in you for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I used to wear ties every single day, but now with Lacoste being in my side of the court, we mix it up.
Right. Roger's out. Now, there's been some big news across the weekend there at Roland Garros, but there's not too many bigger than when the great man decides that he's had enough, he can't back it up after his third round encounter.
Well, he certainly hinted at it last night. It wasn't as if this has come right out of the blue. It almost was like a throwaway line last night, but then he did expand on it a little bit more later in his post-match media conference. He was run ragged last night. You could see it on him. It was a very late match. It finished at about 10:45 in the morning, and by the time he came in for his post-match, it was like 2 o'clock. So it was very late, and it was a grind. Well, no, not a grind. It was grueling for him. I mean, four sets over 3.5 hours. As he said, I haven't trained for a 3.5 hour clay court match. Most of his concentration is for the grass, but he wanted to play the French to get more into a swing of things, to get more match practice. And he was never expecting to do as well as he's done. He said that, and he said it at the beginning. And he always made the point that Wimbledon is the target. That's what he's after. So in one sense, it's not surprising. He's got three matches under his belt. He's won all of those. And, he's been made to work for a couple of them. So I think he's got what he actually wanted, and he's got to take care of this because the knee is an issue. He's had two surgeries, as you were just saying on the statement he had. He can't risk that blowing out on him just before Wimbledon or the grass court season.
So, Craig, do you see this as Roger thinking, I'm a chance now at Wimbledon? Or do you see it as him saying, I need to withdraw just to be a chance of playing there?
No, look, he always felt that he was a chance to win, to actually go all the way at Wimbledon. It's in his mind. I think he doesn't want to risk an injury because he was so stretched last night by Dominic Kupfer that, it takes a wrong step. And it could result in an injury because he's going to be a bit tired and his muscles are going to be stretched and things like that. So he doesn't want to take that sort of a chance.
So, Craig, is this a situation of Roger getting old or is this a situation of him just coming off the knee surgeries and wanting to give himself a better chance at Wimbledon rather than having to play Berrettini and then Nadal? They were the next two matches if he was to continue on.
It was more the fact that he's been off the tour for a year, he's had two injuries, he's rehabbed for so long, and he hasn't played that much. So, as he said, you've got to listen to the body and not take those chances. You know, he'd love to have played on. I think if he was like 5 or 7 years younger, he probably would have. But at 39... 40 on the 8th of August, you can't take those sort of chances. And I think he's done the sensible thing. Yes, there are going to be some critics who say, well, the French Open or a major is not a warm-up event for the next major. And the other aspect is he's denied somebody a chance to go a bit further in the tournament, it being Dominic Kupfer. So that's the argument on the other side.
If I was Guy Forget, the tournament director at the French Open, I'd fine him. And I'd fine him a lot of money as well. Because that's not treating the tournament with respect.
Look, you know, as I said, he made it clear at the beginning. He actually also said, I never expected to do as well as I've done. You know, so it's not as if they didn't know or they were blindsided by him, because he said it all along from before the French Open. He said it in Geneva where he lost to Pablo Andujar. So it's not a secret.
So, Craig, he withdraws. There's not a lucky loser scenario, is there? It's just the
Berrettini gets a free walkover through to the quarters.
Yep. Berrettini gets a walkover into the quarterfinals. If it was the first round, yes, a lucky loser would have gone in. But not at this stage of the event. So, yes, absolutely, there is the argument that the tournament has been shortchanged a match. But there was also an interesting little sidebar on the whole thing with Ivan Ljubicic. Because Ivan Ljubicic coaches Roger Federer along with Severin Luti, so he's got two coaches. But Ivan Ljubicic has developed a management company based out of Monte Carlo, and he manages Matteo Berrettini.
Right. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Serena out. Now, she waved goodbye, and I know that they've said, I will see you next year, Serena. Do you think we will?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. You know, just like somebody on Twitter said, messaged that follows me, says, this is Roger's swan song for Wimbledon. You know, this will be the last Wimbledon. I don't know. I mean, if he wins it, it wouldn't surprise me if he said, right, that's it. I'm doing a Pete Sampras and going out on a high like that. But I don't think he will. I think he'll keep going. So we'll see. But Serena, you know, somebody actually asked her, is this your last French Open? And she actually had a bit of a chuckle, unlike at the Australian Open when I made her cry. You know, she suggested that she would like to come back.
You happy with yourself? You made her cry, Craig. You made her cry. You happy with What about in the women's?
Yeah.
It's one of those years, you're right. In the women's, is it Świątek to lose? If that's how you pronounce her name, I still can't get her right.
Świątek. Probably, you know, Sofia Kenin is still lurking there. I'm not a big Kenin fan, but she's an amazing player, and she's gritty and gutsy. And she was runner-up last year, so she's still around, but... you know, we'll see how things pan out. You know, Kenin has got an interesting match. She plays Maria Sakkari.
Yes, my girl.
And I'd love to see Sakkari win that. Absolutely.
Well, I think she can. She's a good win over Elise Mertens last round for Sakkari, and I think she can get that job done. Craig, you are getting your job done all the time with us, and we think it's magnificent. Look forward to touching base with you later on in the week. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, boys.